This is track 15, Xavier High School, Jazz Ensemble 2. We're in room 108. This is a class SNC band, and the performance time is 3:50.
I can move. Yeah.
It's already dark.
Yes. So that's it.
We have a chair.
You can sit there.
That's all right.
I'll just grab a chair over there.
Thank you.
Thank you. When you're playing in an ensemble situation, you have to have one ear on the next person, or on everybody. I mean, yeah, of course, on the whole band. But if you're a horn player, you try to phrase like that other horn player, and they try to phrase like you, and you get this balance happening, right? So that, you know, the more you play and with experience and play with different musicians, you'll find that you'll be able to adapt more to playing to the person next to you. You know, maybe they're playing a little more, as you say, on top of the beat or behind. Whether you go one way or the other, it really takes listening, you know. I find that from my own experience, you know, I usually try to phrase how the other person's phrasing. Because maybe I'll phrase my way and they won't go that way, where if I really say, okay, I'm gonna try to match up to them, that'll help that.
You make more friends that way too.
I'm sorry?
You make more friends like that too.
You do make more friends that way, yeah. But anyway, I think that'll help. And also in terms of volume, you know, because it's like you can phrase together, you start to develop a musical empathy. So you can bring the volume down and control that, you know, and that sort of thing. Another thing I was going to comment on is the, I think on the first two tunes, you need to get your endings more together, what you're going to do. And sometimes, even if you're working ahead of time, what's happening? What do I do? I can't remember. I know how it is. It happens to me too. So maybe someone needs to be designated as like the designated driver. It's like, I'll end the song, you know. And so you sort of watch that person out of the corner of your eye or for the audition end it now. Now the last tune, it was together because it sounds like you had something worked out, right? You all did it together. But the other tunes, it was a little bit iffy, you know, on what the ending was. So you really need to decide, like, okay, if someone's going to be, it would just be a matter of lifting your horn in the air or nodding or something, you know, bring that together. The other thing I was going to mention is with the guitar and the piano, that gives you a lot of possibilities. It can go either way. Like the piano and the guitar could be crunching each other, or you could say, wow, say I have two instruments that are both chordal comping instruments. So either it can be like too thick because everybody's comping, or you can really work out some beautiful arrangements. So once again, it's really helpful to work out some ideas where if the piano is doing thick chords, you do something thin. Maybe do something rhythmic in octaves, you know, or something rather percussive, or the other way around. If he's doing something in octaves, then it opens for you, or take turns comping. But it changes the whole texture. It changes the whole, you know, landscape. And maybe the listener is not aware, but all of a sudden it's like, wow, it's thicker, or it's thinner, or it's more, you know, spacious and airy, or it's more heavy, you know. So you really have a lot of possibilities. And sometimes it can take as little as a look at each other. It can just be a little look, like, okay, you know, and you know. But it happens, you know. But just be aware of that, you know, that you're both playing a similar role very often, so you can do that. The other thing I was going to mention is that all three songs were in a minor tonality. So maybe maybe in your program in the future, you want to take one tune that's in a major tonality or something, a dominant seven, blues chord tonality or something, just to get away, they're all wonderful tunes, don't get me wrong, they're all great, but they are still of a similar ilk. So you may want to think about, okay, now we'll do like a happy tune, we'll do a funk tune or just something to give it a little bit more contrast. But all in all, sounding good, good spirit, nice drums fills, I like that stuff there with your master trade, very cool, very nice. Anyway, I'm supposed to do something. Okay, so the Judge's Choice Award this year is going to go to, can I have a drum roll?